different than most of the other manufacturers in the area that parts. We still stock and carry parts that we made back in 1964, so you could repair our product all the way up through the time we shut down. We had gears and shafts and bearings and seals and things like that where you could actually overhaul a gearbox if you wanted to. Most manufacturers today don't provide that. If you tear a gearbox up in one of the major manufacturers, rotary cutters, today you got to buy a new gearbox. Yeah, they don't sell gears and bearings and seals and that type of thing. Well, we sold the parts you might need to replace those. And to prepare those, and same thing with dry shafts and same thing. We sold the individual parts. So there's going to be a big hole there because there most of the parts and pieces we sold would work on other people's products as well. As far as your gearbox, dry shafts, certain cross bearing kits and things like that would interchange with these other manufacturers' products. So there's going to be a big hole in the market for that, and that's the reason the sale of the IP and somebody starting that parts business back up is gone. We'll probably refill that hole. We were always a low-cost provider. There are other ones out there in the marketplace that will probably gain from our demise, but the